Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way. And we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, we're going to go into the book of Judges. We're going into Judges 16, 1 through, we'll go down to the 22nd verse. Judges 16, 1 through 22. I will read the verses first. But the thought I want to leave with you today, you probably already, you that are familiar with that chapter, you probably already figured out that it is about Samson. We're going to talk about Samson and Delilah. And the question, the thought topic I want to leave with you today is a strong man brought down by a loose woman. With so much going on in ministry today, we hear so much about our leaders falling, our great leaders falling with mega churches and leading the people of God. And somewhere down the line, they got caught up in a trap. Samson was a strong man, but he was brought down by a loose woman. That loose woman was a harlot or a prostitute. So she brought him down with very, very sad ending. So today, follow me into the book of Judges. Again, Judges 16 and 1 through 22. And it reads, "Then went Samson to Gezer and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. And it was told the Gezerites, saying, Samson is come hither, and they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of the hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and said unto her, entice him, and see wherewith his great strength lies, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver." So we see here where Delilah was hired to bring him down. And Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lies, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee." And Samson said unto her, "If thou bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man." Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he brake the withs as a thread of tar is torn when it is touched the fire. So with his strength was not known. The 10th verse says, and Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast marked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thy mightiest be bound? And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto the Philistines, be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait, abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. I'm talking to you today about a strong man brought down by a loose woman. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast marked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it with the pin, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awakened out of his sleep, and went away with the pin of the beam, and with the web. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, with thine heart is not with me? Thou hast marked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lies. And it came to pass, when she pressed them daily with her words, and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. A strong man brought down by a loose woman. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. The 19th verse says, and she made him sleep. Thank you, Holy Ghost. She made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man. And she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him. And his strength went from him. And he said, and she said, this is the 20th verse, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Hold that thought there. He did not know God had departed from him. But the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gezer, and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. The 22nd verse says, howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. We see here, as I studied and still studying about Samson, this story had a very sad ending. It started off sort of reminded you of David and Bathsheba. But this story had such a bad ending that it ended up Samson suffered the consequences for disobedience, where he, when he died, he took down 3,000 people, but it was in his death. He died, he suffered that consequences because he did not listen to God. I'm talking about a strong man brought down by a loose woman. We as leaders, you as leaders, men of God, men of the cloth, you have to be very, very careful in your walk with God. Why? Because a loose woman would do just what Delilah did. She would set you up in a trap. And then when she set you up in a trap, she will pull the wool so everybody can see and you'll be exposed. This is what happened here. Samson sinned with a prostitute. He yielded to temptation. First, his sin was he went to Gaza and he spent the night with her. Here, there, his presence was discovered. The guards surrounded the prostitute's house. Guards were posted at the gates of the city. The officials plotted to assassinate him at dawn, but he escaped. He arose at midnight. He tore loose the doors of the city gates. He carried them to the top of the hill that was facing Hebron. We're talking about a strong man brought down by a loose woman. Now here's Samson sins with Delilah. He was told not to even, he crossed the line there, because if we see in the chapters coming up to this, Samson, the anointing of God, was still on his life, even when he wasn't committed. Even when he did and disobeyed his mom and his dad, the anointing was still on his life. And because God still used him when he was still in disobedience, yet he got caught up in this and God departed from him. The Bible says, and the Lord departed from him and he knew him not. Because Samson was, I would put it this way, he was hard-headed. And that's what happens sometimes when we are hard-headed. Sometimes we feel, because I'm a man of God, I can go and do as I want to. Because I'm a man of God, I can do it my way. But I'm here today to tell you, this has been laid on my heart, to tell you that a strong man can be brought down by a loose woman. And when a strong man is brought down by a loose woman, he's exposed. His family is exposed. His church is exposed. Somebody need to hear me today. A strong man being brought down by a loose woman, because Delilah was a setup. It was a setup from the beginning. It was a setup. She did not love him. The Bible says that he fell in love with her. For number one, he wasn't supposed to go out of his, he wasn't supposed to cross lines. He wasn't supposed to get involved with women of other countries. This is what God did to separate them. So because Samson was hard-headed and he did it his way, even when the anointing was still on his life, sometimes you may be caught up in sin, and because you're caught up in sin and you feel like you can do what you want to do because the anointing is still there and God hasn't taken away the anointing. But don't forget about Samson. We talk a lot about David and Bathsheba, but folk forget about Samson and Delilah. That's a very, very sad story, because here they made fun of Samson. They begin to mock him. They put him in there and they said, we're going to make sport of him. But Samson knew how to cry out to God. Even when he was being ridiculed, even when he was being humiliated, he knew that the call of God was still on his life. But this was a strong man that was brought down by a loose woman. And I say to you today, many loose cannons are out there. You must keep your mind and your heart and your commitment to Jesus Christ. As I go off the broadcast today, I would like to say, if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, why not write to us at P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia. We will finish this up on next week. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.